You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. I'm here today with Kate Charles from Vision PK. Hi, Kate. Thank you for coming on to RNIB Connect Radio.
Oh, hi. Yeah, it's nice to be here.
Can you tell me a bit about Vision PK and some of the services that you offer?
Vision PK, we're a charity. We're based in Perth, so we have a sensory hub in Perth in Scotland. We provide services for people with sight and hearing loss right across Perth and Kinross. So it's quite a big area, some areas of rurality, which can be quite challenging. But yeah, we've got services that we provide at the moment. So we've got vision rehab specialists, workers who will support people after they've been diagnosed with a sight condition. So they will be able to go out and provide direct support either at home, or people can come into the sensory hub here. And that's predominantly around supporting people to live as independently as possible. So helping them like emotionally and practically, as well as providing a full assessment around what their needs are and looking at how we can continue to support mobility assessments. So being able to support people to be independent outdoors, whether that be traveling to the local shop or being able to travel to work or go and do some of the activities that they used to do, and making sure that they still remain being able to do social activities so they don't become isolated after the sight loss. And then we also have a hearing loss service, so we have a sensory support coordinator who will be able to do a bit of a dual role. So we have a lot of people in this area with age-related hearing loss, and that can obviously cross over for people who've already got sight loss. So they can come in here into the sensory hub, and again, we can support them at home. And whether that be with equipment, with technology, again, with just confidence around, you know, accessing the right services, you know, hearing aids if they need them and they know how to use the hearing aids and how to use the technology with the hearing aids is really important. So we also have health and wellbeing activities, so focused around emotional and physical health. We also have a community involvement coordinator. So she does a lot of work around volunteering, engaging with the local community, whether that be other organisations, businesses, third sector organisations that we can work with.
What activities would you say are very popular, and how many people do you support locally?
So we directly supported 1,700 people last year. So that's people affected by sight or hearing loss. Vast majority of them were sight loss. And then on top of that, we've obviously got families, carers, friends who will also access the service. I'd say the activities, I think, you know, people like to just come along and they like to connect with other people. And just that social aspect, that peer support, I think is just so important. One of the activities that has been really popular outside of the sensory hub is the walks. You know, lots of beautiful places to walk to, and feedback that we've had from people with sight loss in particular is they've been quite nervous to go out and walk alone. So being able to get something set up where we've been able to get people to come along, we've had volunteers, lots of people have fed back that it's then given them the confidence to maybe buddy up with somebody who's come along on the walk and they've met up separately and gone for a walk themselves. We also have one that is very popular, is we've got a swimming group. So we work with the local pool, and that's always full. So we have a maximum of about 11, 12 people who have joined the swimming, and there's usually a wait list for that. Again, we have some volunteers who can get into the pool. We have a swimming instructor, and it's great. We've got people who haven't been swimming for a number of years, again, just around confidence and getting into the pool. So being able to offer that, I think, has made a difference to a lot of people, that they look forward to that and get back to doing an activity that maybe they didn't think or didn't feel confident enough to do after they lost their sight or they had that sight impairment.
Can you tell me a bit about the resource centre that you have?
We found this space in the centre of Perth. So we moved in last year. We were able to get some funding through Grants and Trusts to do a refurb project, which was great. It's a big space. And in that space, we've got quite a large kitchen, which has got lots of equipment, and people can come in. And even simple things like looking out bumpons work on the cooker and the one cup dispensers, people being able to come in and actually see and feel what that looks like and use it and try it, again in a safe environment. So we've got a lounge space set up that we've got some of the equipment, some of the lamps, some of the technology that, again, just coming in and trying it and seeing what that's like in a lounge space environment. So lots of positive feedback around that. And then we've got the tech space, so the team can use that for low vision assessments. There's a computer with the software on, so we work with the employment service, so they do a drop-in once a month. And then we have one of the magnifiers that can read the mail. So again, that real independence is just so important for people if they can come in and bring the mail in and use the equipment to be able to read the mail and have that access is great. All quite new to us, so we're still building, that awareness of what we have here at the Sensory Hub. We have drop-ins on a Monday and Wednesday afternoon for people with sight loss, and we have a drop-in on a Friday afternoon for people with hearing loss.
How important are volunteers in the work that you do?
Volunteers are absolutely key. We can't do the work that we do without volunteers. Volunteers, both from a perspective of volunteers with lived experience, that's really important, and that's twofold. So someone with lived experience can give so much to other people around supporting them, like I said, that peer support, that being able to really know, and they live in that and they are the experts at the end of the day. So having that expertise as part of the team from volunteering is absolutely essential. And I think also people get a lot out of volunteering, so being able to build their confidence. We've had examples of volunteering that have gone on to do other volunteering work or even ended up back in the workplace. So, that's absolutely essential. We have volunteers who can just come along and they make tea and coffee and sit with people and chat to people and make them feel comfortable when they're coming along to the activities. We have volunteers out in our community groups who can, again, make sure that people are aware of what's happening in their local communities. They can be an advocate for Vision PK to share what we actually do and make sure that people within their local communities can get support with our new befriending service that we're due to launch. We're currently looking for volunteers to support with that. So, making telephone calls, particularly for people with sight loss. Volunteers are really the backbone of everything that we do. We're fortunate we've got some great volunteers. We need more volunteers, and that's why it's so important to get information out there about what we do. And if people are looking to do something locally, we're always open to have a conversation and seeing what they would like to be involved in and how they can support the charity and people in the local community.
How can people get in touch with Vision PK or simply learn more?
So the best way, I would say, either to contact us by telephone, it's 01738 626 969. We also have an email address, so that's info@visionpk.org.uk, or you can take a look on our website, and that is www.visionpk.org.uk.
Thanks, Kate, for coming on to RNIB Connect Radio to talk about Vision PK.
No problem at all. Lovely to speak to you.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.